Got your Bibles, turn with me to Psalm 17. Read a verse of scripture. Be sharing some other ones along with it, Lord willing. Good to be back in the house of the Lord. Psalm 17. Begin reading at verse number 14. From men which are thy hand, O Lord, from men of the world, which have their portion in this life, and whose belly thou fillest with thy hid treasures, they are full of children, leave the rest of their subjects to their babes. As for me, I'll behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I wake with whose likeness? Thy likeness. I'll be satisfied when I wake in thy likeness. Would you bow your heads with me in prayer? Father, we're grateful for the opportunity you've given us to break forth the bread of life. Thank you, Father, for Lord, these words have been uttered, the songs have been sung, the praise has been lifted up unto thee. We pray, Lord, you let your word go forth. You said it would. Encompass that that's pleasing to thee. Have your way in all of our hearts. Speak to us and through us. And Lord, we'll thank you and praise you. Be with us out throughout the day, our Father, that you may be glorified in all that's said and done. In Jesus' name, there's one here this morning. Lord, they don't know you as your Lord and Savior. May this be the day. Our Father, they would, as our brother said, realize what sin is, and what it's done to us, and how it separated us from thee, and realize that we have a Savior in our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray, amen and amen. I got to look into the book of Psalms, and in several places, five, six places, where the psalmist was said, as for me. And so I want to try to share with you a few moments this morning, as for me. You know, as for me. Thank God. Listen, a lot of people's all time worried about somebody else. And I'm not saying if they lost, we need to be concerned about them. But I want to tell you something. Listen, somebody said me and myself's enough to take care of, enough problems with myself. That's so most of us, isn't it? But you know what he said? As for me. I was thinking of the psalmist too. This chapter talks about, too, the book of Psalms talks about different things. Talks about when people did try to give him evil for good. Listen, he'd turn around. The Bible, he'd say, as for me, I'm going to pray as though I was praying from my own heart. He said, I'm going to pray for him. When they treated him bad, he said, as for me, I'm going to give them good. On and on and on. No matter what comes your way, no matter what may happen to you. But I was thinking, I wonder if he thought about what Joshua said. Listen over in the book of Joshua, the last chapter. Joshua, I believe it is, 24th chapter. Joshua's fixing to leave this world. In fact, he said, I'm going the way of all the earth. He said the same thing that David said to his son Solomon. He said, I'm going the way of all the earth. That's what he said. And listen, that's where they're going. I'm going to use this for right there for a prop. He said, I'm going all the way of the earth. That's what Joshua said. He said, I'm fixing to leave this place. But he said, I want to tell you something. He said, I want to give you a choice. He said, but I want to tell you something. If it seems evil for you to serve the Lord, but he said, choose you this day whom you will serve. But he said, far as me and my house, we gonna serve God. Amen. Some household salvation. He said, I'm going to serve God. As for me, he said. And so the psalmist, I don't know, I knew he knew about it. Amen. He said, I know I'm going to serve God far as me and my house. He went on and tell him. He said, I want to tell you something. He said, God's give you all kinds of things. He said, he brought you out of that land of Egypt, got you out of bondage, and set you free. He said, when nobody else could do it. He said, he brought you across that river. Dried up the sea. Listen, closed it back in on Pharaoh and his army. And God done marvelous and wonderful things for you. And you better not turn your back upon him. Because if you do, he said, you're going to get evil again. He said, God's given them things. He goes on, tells about it. You go to Book of Deuteronomy, you'll find some more of it. He said, God's given you a land that you labored not for. He's given you cities that you did not build. He's given you, listen, trees and fruit that you didn't plant. Yes, he did. He said, God has given you all these things. He said, he's given you Listen, God, he said, you won the battles, but it wasn't by your bow. He said, I sent hornets among them. God sent hornets and drove them out of the land. I did all this for you. It was God fighting for them. I'm telling you, in America today, God's been so good to us. But I'm telling you, it's going to turn around quick, and it's already happening. Listen, we better turn back to God, and it's going to start. It's not going to start from the White House. It's got to start from the church of God in God's house. He said, we've done all these things for you. Don't you forget to serve him. As far as me and my house, we going to serve God. I've heard people say, well, I don't know. Can't make them young. You can't make them accept the Lord in the heart, but you can bring them to God's house while it's your house. I'm glad Mom and Dad didn't give us no choice. He didn't give you a choice. He said, get up and let's go. You got up. He gave you a lot of choices. Amen. And God's given us one this morning. He said, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. But as for me, what are you going to do? What am I going to do? We're going to serve God. Listen, you know, he was talking about, well, God made up my mind a long time ago. God started calling me to preach. I said, no, Lord, you must be mistaken. But when God, listen, zeroed in on me two times, he put me flat on my back. And he said, you better listen, son. I'm calling you. I said, somebody else. He said, I'm calling you. He's still calling. You know what he said to me? I was I guess you'd call it athletic, I don't know what you'd call it, sports fan. We loved to play ball, all of it. Football, basketball, and baseball. But you know what? We had to train. We had to train. When God saved me, when God called me to preach, he said, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to have to love it like you used to love the world and pleasure. And you know what? God gave me that desire, and I said, Lord, I will. I help by your help. And you know what? You have to separate yourself. You got to walk with God. Listen, you got to train. You got to work. Listen, you got to labor in the vineyard of God. You got to go on with God and be faithful. Some of you have heard me tell it before. Listen, ask for me. We had a football coach. My senior year. They had a Miss Bonifay contest on Thursday night before football game Friday. You ever know any boys wouldn't want to go to that? Not being funny. I mean, really. You know what he told us at practice that evening? That's the only day we didn't practice in pads. You know what he told us that evening? I'll be there checking. If there's any one of y'all there, you won't play tomorrow night. You better be home and in bed at 8:00. Guess where I was? I was at home. In bed. You know why? I wanted to play the next night. You say, well, he probably just telling you that. He wasn't. You know what God told me, Ader? He said, as for me, you know what he said to me? After he saved me, he said, I want you to be as dedicated to me as you was to the worldly thing. You know what? I try by the grace of God to be that way. But I want to say something. He said, ask for me. Ask for me. In my house, we will serve God. What did Abraham say in the book of Genesis? He said, what did God say about Abraham? I'd rather say it. That's what he said. I know Abraham. He'll command his household. After somewhere else, God said, after me. as for me, Abraham, he said he'll command us in the midst of, listen, of all things that were going around about him. We can see all through the Old Testament and New too, people that said, as for me, I'm going to serve God with all of my heart, all of my soul, all of my might, all everything, serve a living God. It's him. As for me, I'll do it. Remember, going way back in the book of Genesis, you'll find where that Cain and Abel. Abel obeyed God, offered blood sacrifice. But Cain didn't. He offered the fruit of the ground. And guess what happened? He didn't like it because God didn't accept him. What did he do? Killed his brother. But Abel cost him his life. It may cost you your life. It may cost you this or cost you that. But he stayed with the stuff. That's the only thing that God would accept. Hallelujah. What about Enoch? He walked with God in a generation, and the Bible said he was not before because God took him, translated him. He was not, but as far as I can see Enoch saying, as for me, walk what you want to walk, go where you want to go, but I'm telling you, he walked with God. Enoch walked with God. Sure did. How about old Noah? Oh. In the midst of wickedness and unrighteousness and ungodliness in a world that God said it grieved and he had made man. But yet Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And he began to build an ark. And therefore Noah was saying in his heart, as for me, I'm going to stay with God. I'm going to obey. Can you imagine somebody building an ark on dry land? Preacher of righteousness, 120 years. But as for me, so I want to tell you something. You can't go with the flow. You can't go with the world. You got to go with God. Noah did. Right in the midst of a wicked and a crooked generation. It was awful. So he said, as for me, as for me. Well, you know what? You just keep going through the Bible and you'll see him. I sing about old Daniel. Oh, Daniel. You better bow down, son. You've been praying. You better quit that praying. You quit if you want to, or so me, I'm going to keep praying. Windows open. Don't care who hears it. Keep on. As for me, I'll pray. And the psalmist said, as for me, I'll pray and seek your face. I'll praise you. As for me, no matter what the world does, I'm going to still pray and praise God. Don't wait for somebody else to praise him. Don't wait for somebody else. Somebody say, well, I would raise my hand, but you know, I don't. Get them up. No, make no difference what. As far as me, I'm going to worship God. As far as me, I'm going to praise him. As far as me, I'm going to keep seeking him and walking with him, thank God. That's what they were saying. And as far as Daniel, listen, he kept on praying. God shut the mouths of the lion up, didn't he? Because he prayed. As for me. You going to let someone silence you? You going to let someone alter you away from the things of God? Be firm. Take a stand. Oh, you just keep walking with God. They'll find it out directly. Amen. Sure will. What about old Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego? What's he going to do? Do what y'all want to do. As for me, I'm going to keep doing what I've been doing, he said. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He said, tell you what we're going to do with them. Give them an opportunity. Devil always do that. Give you an opportunity. If you'll just bow down. If you'll just bow down. Huh? Worship me. When you hear the sound of the flute, the sound of the music, just bow down and worship me. Bow your knee to what I want. Bow your knee if you'll just bow down. But I can hear him saying, do what you want to do. Do what you want to do. But as for me, I'm going to serve God. And what they do? They bound them up, cast them into the fire furnace. But what happened? The men that threw them into that fire were so hot it got them. I like this. Old King said, oh, what's going on? I'm paraphrasing. What's going on? Whoa, what? Didn't we just put three men in there? Huh? Didn't we just put three men in there? I see four. Weren't they bound up? I see four walking around, praise God. And the fourth one looks like a son of God. Woo! I'm telling you, God will move and come in the scene. He'll walk in the fire with you. He'll walk through the troubles with you. He'll be there, thank God. They told him, said, I'll tell you what, whether you deliver us out there or not, old king, he will deliver us out of your hand. He will deliver us out of your hand. And God did. But as for me, aren't you glad they didn't compromise? See, God knows what he's doing. Brother, I dreamed about 3 years before I got saved. I dreamed I died and went to hell. It was an awful dream. Woke up weeping. God dealt with me for another three or four years. Guess what the preacher was preaching the night I got saved? On hell. I'm telling you, you don't want to die and go there. You know, I get a burden sometimes. I talk to different people about the Lord. And they seem, they don't have no shirt, don't have, they say, what I'm trying to do, I think I'm going to make it. I think I'm saying, that ain't worth nothing. It won't work. Honey, you got to know, this is not something to play with. But the Lord began to show me a few days ago, what a lot of that's going on is, a lot of times people trust in their own righteousness, their own self, hadn't really trusted the Lord yet. Because listen, I can tell you, I'm figuring on going there. Heaven's my home. By the grace of God, I'm trusting Jesus to get there. Amen. That's the only way I'm going to make it. And therefore you can have a confidence, you can have assurance, you can have that hope. But it's for me. My house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to serve the Lord. I know our youngins is all small. I had people tell me, said, you're going to kill them, take them around the church all the time. I ain't going to hurt them. If we didn't go to church, I'd get down on the floor and play with them in the floor, ride them on my back, and then we'd take the scripture and read it. You know what's wrong with us? As far as me and my house, we're going to serve God. We don't have no home life much no more. Go and gone. Don't have no family orders. But God said about Abraham, I know he'll command his children after him. We need to get back to the old-fashioned altars, the family of God. I had a grandma. She was wanted to please God, so one that God raised up just of an invalid in an old brush shop meeting right at the turn of the last century. Not this century, but 100 years ago. And you know what? Hey, you would not even get her to chew chewing. You said, why? She called it, they called it back in those days, white backer. She didn't want nobody to think she was chewing the backer. You said, well, that's silly. That's going a little too far. honey, we've gone the other way too far. We've gone the other way too far. So it's time we begin to live for God. It's time we begin to serve Him. It's time with me and my house, and what are we going to do? Let's stand for God, work for God, kneel for God. Hallelujah. As for me. You take a stand and live for God. Amen. You take one. You know what? We can do it, can't we? By the grace of God. We sure can. Hallelujah. You know what? It was Daniel. He purposed in his heart. If you're going to ask for me, you're going to live for God, walk with God, you're going to have a purpose in your heart. Daniel purposed in his heart that he wouldn't defile himself with the king's meat. And let me ask you a question. Did it hurt him? Helped him. He looked fairer and better than those that were eating the king's meat. Is that right? Amen? He did, didn't he? He purposed in his heart. And you must purpose in your heart, not for, well, I may live for God. It depends on how I feel and how everything goes. That ain't got a thing in the world to do with it. Purpose in your heart and say, listen, by the grace of God, as for me, I'm going to serve God. I'm going to live for God. I'm going to walk with God. As for me, I'm going to serve Him. I'm going to walk with Him. And I wonder, all those times that the psalmist is talking about, as for me, as for me. We'd all say that, believe it, and live it. By the grace of God, I'm going to do it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I'm more than a conqueror through Him that loved me and gave Himself for me. When He gave Himself for me, He gave all. I ought to be willing and more willing to give all myself unto Him. He paid the supreme sacrifice. And even if it come to this, listen, martyr's death of sacrifice, we ought to be willing to even pay that with what He paid for us. My wonderful Savior. So I must hurry on. I ain't even got back to the scripture yet. He said some of them have a portion in this life. Well, he said, I read it a while ago, didn't I? A portion in this life. The bitters are full with the good treasures of God. God blessed us abundantly. Are we full, fat sometimes and sassy? But I want to tell you something. God has blessed us marvelously and wonderfully. But He said this, in this, if we just got our things for this world, we only got a portion in this life. Thank God there's a life after. Listen to what He said. He said, for me, I'll behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I wake in thy likeness. I'll behold thy face. It's a marvelous thing to think that one day we'll see Him, thank God. We'll see His face and behold His glory. What a wonderful thought, what a wonderful day. It's coming, thank God, for the Son of God. And He said, it's for me, glory to God. Not maybe I'll see Him, not hopefully I'll see Him. He said, I will see Him. I want to see His face. No one can look upon His face now, but one day we'll be willing to see Him as He is, thank God. What a Savior. Oh, to see that wonderful face. What righteousness He is. Thank God, but what's so wonderful about it? He took my sin and gave me His righteousness. And one day I'll get to see Him face to face. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Well, I'll get to see Him. Whew. I behold Him. Oh, the Bible said, I have not seen, you heard the things that God prepared for them that love Him. But He's revealed them to us through His Spirit. Thank God for the Holy Ghost of God that He revealed to us those things. The Bible said, I reckon the suffering of this present time not even worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed over there. Well, listen, we look at the things that are temporal. The things that are seen are temporal, and the things that are not seen are eternal. One day I'll see His face. face to face. Now, when you see somebody, where do you look at to see who it is? You can't tell by the feet. You probably could by mine now, but I'm missing some toes on that side. But you know what? You look at their face. You can't see it in that face. Not live. Sheer kind of glory. It's so powerful. Brighter than the sun. His face going outside and showing the sun one day. Whew. You can't really just stare at the sun in the face. But you think about the son of all sons. To look on his face and behold his glory. What a wonderful day. Hallelujah. But as for me, I behold thy face in righteousness. Ain't nothing about him that's not righteous. Oh, he's the righteous one. And he's the only one, listen, that could ever imagine to swap with us. Amen. Give us of his righteousness. Took our sin upon him that we might be forgiven and have eternal life. What a Savior. Isn't he wonderful? He's good. And then he says, I shall be satisfied when I wake with thy likeness. Satisfaction. Whew. Aren't you satisfied now? To a certain extent we are. We still go through sorrows. We still go through separations of loved ones. We still go through heartaches. We still go through pains and all this. But one of these days, complete, total, 100% satisfaction is coming. Whew. Hallelujah. Satisfied. I shall be satisfied when I wake in thy likeness. Whoo. Amen. I'm that good waking up morning. Gonna be satisfied. I'll tell you one thing I'll be satisfied. I believe I'll be satisfied about. A lot of things we imagine. We try to picture it. You don't know how to do that, do you? What heaven's really going to be like. What his face is really going to be like. What in all heaven's glory. Hallelujah. It's going to be like. But when I get tired. I'll be satisfied. You said it. When I wake. Wait a minute. That's the body. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'll be satisfied. When I see him in his righteousness. The only thing will be completely satisfied then. Will be my body laying out turning to cemetery. If it goes right before he comes. But when I wake. When that body gets up. I'll be satisfied. Hallelujah. You ever have any pain? You know what God's doing, don't you? Romans 8 said he's conforming us into the image of his son. You see what it says? I shall be satisfied when I wake with thy likeness. We're going to be like him. This is what it said in the little book of 1 John. He said, behold, what manner of love the Father bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth him not because it knew him not. Behold, beloved, now we the sons of God. But does not yet appear what we should be. But when he shall appear, we shall see him as he is. We're going to be like him. I'm telling you, well, listen. Oh, glory to God when he comes. Amen. You transform from this old body. Listen, this old vial put on this flesh. This old vile body is going to be fashioned and formed into his likeness, his glorious body. I'm telling you, we're going to be like him. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're going to be like Jesus. Woo! We're going to be like him. Woo! Glory to God. And you're about more satisfying than I can stand. You're talking about satisfaction. Woo! If it's any better than thinking about it, and it will be, it's going to be wonderful. Can you imagine? Can you? What a Savior. Be like Him? Yeah. You see, basically, you go back to His way it is. In the beginning, God created man in His image. We lost it in our first Adam. And we're getting it back and got it back in our second Adam, last Adam. Woo! That's enough to make a Baptist shout, ain't it? Woo! Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't be like Him. I like it. He says, when I wake with thy likeness, we're going to be like our Savior. I'm telling you what He's doing now. We're being changed right now. He's working on us. One day it's going to be complete. And we're going to be just like Him. Just like Him. Glory to God. We're going to have a body. When we're awake, it's going to bring complete, total satisfaction. Never sick anymore. Never hurt anymore. Never no more pain. No more dying. I think it's the 5th chapter of the book of Genesis. You go there and you read several times, and He died. Don't care if He lived 900-something years, 700-something years, and He died. Constantly. And people still die. Somebody said, that surprised me somebody died. Don't surprise me nobody dies, but surprise me when they die sometime. Because it's an appointment we all must make. If you read that 24th chapter of Joshua, you'll see what Joshua said. I'm going the way of all the earth. You're not headed that direction. But one of these days, if He's your Savior, amen, here's what happens. If He comes, in a moment, twinkling of an eye, back for the church. When He comes, the rapture. If, when He does, we'll be changed in a moment, twinkling of an eye at the last trump. And if you, those in the grave, those that are, thus will not prevent those, I would surprise me, not one bit, if He comes before most of us in here. He could come when all of us, any of us leave through the way of death. It's close. But when He comes, in the moment, in the twinkle of an eye, that last trump, the dead in Christ are going to rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with Him to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Hallelujah. Satisfacting, satisfied. I'm satisfied. It's all in Jesus. It's all in Him. What a Savior. God's good, isn't He? Would you stand with us? I want to ask Brother to come lead us in a song. If God spoke to your heart this morning, you said, preacher, I don't have no satisfaction in my heart. But I'm telling you, we can have a portion of it now while we're anticipating and waiting for that great day when He'll change us and conform us into His image completely. He's working on us now. One day we'll be a finished product. And we'll be just like Jesus. This old vile body will put on, put off and put on that new body. Just like a glorious body, like our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What we got, brother?
283 in the blue.